everybody's
just we'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Time is 8:30.
November 1st
order on the agenda is to announce the posting of the Open Meetings Act right behind the media table on the east wall. Attendance by observation. Setzer, Byers, Bauman, Dorn, Hill, and Juergens. Lytle will be absent all day. First thing on the agenda, or third thing on the agenda, is to approve or disapprove that the agenda is presented.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 to approve. Next item on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move. So moved.
Moved by Dorn to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Any discussion about the minutes of the previous meeting? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 to approve. Next item is comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we will move on. Next item is approve or disapprove tax correction slips 7 through 9. I'll just read these. One of them is a deduction from a tax roll for $14,732.70. Next one is an addition to the tax roll for $88.84. The final one is a deduction from the tax roll for $934.84.
I may want to explain that one as far as that it's Eden Q Incorporated. Okay, that's the Energy Adams, and they leased equipment. They turned in an amended personal property schedule because basically what they had done is that you put the year of purchase on the equipment or year leased. They included in their cost the interest, so the CPA amended that tax return. So that's why we corrected that personal property schedule. So that's why there's a big difference there.
If we had any information, Myron, relative to them, are they going to stay open as we look at these other ethanol plants and what have you? Do we have any indicator?
You know, last year, and well, they're going to have their yearly meeting here in March, but their fiscal year ended September 1st, they had a little over $10 million profit. They also made the comment, though, that if they break even this year, that will be a very good year. Just knowing the climate out there with all of them closing and stuff. Yeah, there's 21 in the state, and I believe right now 7 of them are down for maintenance or hikering prices, whatever you want to call it, you know, or whatever. The comments I keep hearing up there, now these are just comments on the public. It's their byproduct, selling the gluten, what is keeping them what you'd call viable or whatever.
Good.
This morning, somebody asked me yesterday how the price of gluten was. This morning, their price and what they're paying for corn today and the gluten going out on a dry pound-for-pound basis, it was $106 a 106% of the price of corn. So they're getting more back for it on a dry pound-for-pound basis than what they're paying for it
making
right
a profit
now today.
Yeah.
So that is, you keep hearing that the ethanol plants that are doing good, one of their main reasons is because of the byproduct.
Good.
The demand for the byproduct.
Great. Good
so,
to hear that. Thank you. So
having said that, though, I don't know their financials other than that. You know, I mean, it's not a business that a lot of people want to be in right now either, though. So the high grain prices have definitely affected the ethanol industry.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll
I would move to approve the tax correction slips.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Setzer. Any more discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 to approve. Patty, what else do you have for today?
Basically, I just passed around a news release on the homestead exemptions, and this is just for your information. I gave a copy to the media. People that are over 65, disabled individuals, veterans that are disabled, now's the time to start filing for your homestead exemption between February 2nd through July 1st this year. It's usually June 30th, but June 30th must fall on a... So it goes through July 1st. So this kind of indicates, you know, what they need to do. Some of the people will say, well, if you exempt it, the thing that's good about this is that the counties do get reimbursed the amount that it is exempted. So that's a good thing to know.
From the state?
From the state. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after we do after the year goes by, then we do a report that says what the homestead loss was to the county, and then the state does reimburse us that amount. So that's kind of a misconception out there with a lot of people. So, so that's what, and we will help people fill those out. They need their paperwork. A lot of it's a little early because a lot of them haven't done their income tax yet. So, but that's with the homestead. Personal property schedules are also coming in now. We are asking for the taxpayer to bring in their depreciation schedule this year also. So, other than that, hopefully we don't get stuck in the mud still looking at stuff.
Patty, how much does it exempt, the homestead exemption?
Right now, I don't know exact figure. We have to do an average. Over the year, we always do an average of what the homes are. I think last year it was in the neighborhood of $87,000, up to $87,000.
And that's what you...
Yeah, if a person has a property over that, then they pay, like if they get 100% exemption, there's only a certain amount. I don't have the exact figure, but it's around $87,000 is the most that can be exempt. So if it's a $100,000 home and they get 100%, they only get 100% on the first $87,000.
Thank you.
So explain a little bit how that works. So they if they've got a $75,000 house and they qualify and it's exempt, they themselves don't pay any property tax.
Right. It depends
for,
on
for the county or for the school district or anything or what?
They're completely exempt.
They're completely exempted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If their income is based on age and income.
Okay.
If they're completely exempt, then a $75,000 home would have no taxes.
No taxes. But your comment, then the state reimburses
the
us state, 100%
at the
of
end,
that?
At the end, we fill out a report and tell how much we've lost on homestead loss. And then they reimburse Lori a certain dollar amount.
The whole amount?
Okay. Yeah, a certain dollar amount for, I think it's quarterly or whatever. I don't know that she gets it all in one lump sum. I don't know for sure on that side of it. But, yeah, we get reimbursed all that.
So the county's not out any dollar amount or anything on this?
No.
Thank you.
No. And there is like a, some can get 25% exemption, some can get 40. It just depends on their income. And one thing that people will want to remember that they can subtract out their medical bills and things like that to bring their income down also. So it's, you know, most of them come into our office for help. And we've even actually went out to homes of the elderly, you know, that can't make it in. We've actually went out and helped them. So if they just call, we will do that too.
Any type of estimate how many people in the county are using this or qualify, or, I mean... 100 or I mean,
oh no, it's more than that. We're over 1,000. I'm thinking I could get you that figure. I'm thinking 1,200 or so. It may be more than that, Myron. I don't have that just right in my head. I know we have to fill that out every year, but
and it's got to be on the residence itself. It's not like if they own another parcel of ground with
right.
anything.
In fact, one of that corrections that we just did was that they had wrote down the wrong legal of where they lived. They had more than one property, and in the rural area, it can only be the home, 1 acre of ground, and the garage. So it's not all the raw ag land or anything like that. So, but if anybody has any questions, you know we. We help them fill them out. And a lot of the CPAs do them for them, too. So.
Patty, last year, what was the total value that was claimed? What was the exemption last year from Gage County, the total value? Is it?
I'd have to go get that. I can go get that paperwork.
I'm just curious.
Don't have it in my head.
Man. Has there been any discussion with
you mean
the state,
like,
the state looking for revenue? At what point would I mean, how big of a dollar value is this where it comes back from the state, where the state say, you know, maybe we need to keep that?
Are you talking homestead, or are you talking about, like, the exempt properties?
Well, the total value that's exempted that comes off the county tax roll that we then get reimbursed from the state as the state looks to close places where dollars are going out, and I guess, you know, is this considered state aid? Is anyone? I'm not encouraging anyone to do that, but I'm just trying to plan what.
Well, and I have the form, and I can go get you a copy of what we turn in on homestead loss and pass it around here. I just don't have those figures in my head, and I can tell you what exactly was lost. I think what a lot that I'm hearing talked about now is how many exempt properties are out there, not from homestead exemption, but other exemptions that are being granted. You know, we're a state that grants a lot of exemptions to a lot of entities. And I think that's what the discussion I've heard a lot on the radio. And you know, are we exempting too many things in the state of Nebraska? They're giving too many people exemptions. You know, and at one point, a political subdivision was automatically exempt. Well, then if you'd come along and say a certain political subdivision would buy a lot or whatever, if it was not used for a public purpose, we would be putting it back on the tax rolls. Now, that gets to be a pretty gray area, because you could put a bench on that property and say, hey, you know, people can walk along and sit on that bench. But there are people that have used, you know, bought properties, and if they're political subdivisions, they need to be proven that it's used for a public purpose. But now you get into the city of Beatrice has bought properties for flood issues, you know, where they've torn. So that's okay. You can do, you know, those. There's a lot of gray areas in some of these exemptions, but I'm thinking that what I've heard is basically they're talking about things outside a homestead exemption.
Yeah, I don't think that's included in the conversations at this point. It's, there are hundreds of exemptions, and they are analyzing that at this point. Whether they can get a lot of that done in this session or not, it's a 90-day session, so they might be able to. But the special interest groups that have gotten come in to get those exemptions over the years are all there in force trying to maintain those exemptions. So you see a tremendous amount of pressure from special interest groups. But it is, you know, the governor and I think the legislature feels that way too, that if we can reduce some taxes elsewhere and get rid of some of those exemptions to provide the dollars, that they want to do that. And I think it's a great idea, because there are a lot of stuff. I won't even get started on some of the stuff exempted. I think if I remember right, like car washes or something. I can't remember. Do you remember, Doug? But crazy stuff.
And like our permissive exemptions, like our churches and things, those would not be reimbursed to the county. But, you know, those types of things are, you know.
But just specific to the homestead exemptions, I look at the demographics here, and I can see there's a value to that. And, you know, coming from the State Department of Revenue, if they're looking at dollars going out, is there a discussion to stop? I think it's a valuable program. I just was curious if...
I haven't heard anything on the homestead.
And how big of a dollar value is it? Is it, you know, $15,000 or is it quite a bit?
I'll go grab that. I'm going to go grab that because I don't want to shoot figures out because I don't know off the top of my head with that. But I can give you a copy of our homestead loss report, and that'll tell you exactly how many.
You'd be interested to see that.
I'll just go around and get it here. Before you adjourn, and that way you guys would know, or before you finish the day, and then
okay.
You'll know.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else for the Board of Equalization? Seeing none, we'll adjourn then. Board of Equalization, 8:43.